aircheckdownloads.com.
100.7 Heart FM.
100.7 Hot FM. Good afternoon. Welcome to my meat and two veg. This is Daryl Denham with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And boy, have we got a show lined up for you. Have we got a show lined up?
We have, I think.
Yeah, I think we have got a show lined up, actually, yeah. Robert Palmer and UB40 on 100.7 Hot FM. And I'll be your baby tonight. And, oh, it's been one of those weeks, hasn't it? In fact, what kind of week has it been?
The Conservatives made it clear today that they intend slapping the Liberal Democrats at Balmoral. Tony and Cherie Blair joined the royal family today for the traditional Sunday Brussels. The Queen arrived at Crathy Church with animal rights campaigners and Prince Harry. Tennis, and despite a promising start, the 100-year-old Queen Mother was beaten in a thrilling match by Richard Krajicek in the US Open.
Time has run out for schools in England and Wales trying to fill more than 4,000 vacancies for truck drivers and farmers all over the country.
French truck drivers and farmers have been given a sneak preview of the new look Mini. It will be officially launched at the end of the month, but it could disappear within 10 years.
Internet companies have been warned if they make illegal copies of Michael Heseltine for people to enjoy on the internet, they could face a massive Chinese gang in East London throughout the evening. Texaco says Chelsea Football Club were out of fuel. The message is clear. Cut Gianluca Vialli this evening. The Health Secretary, Alan Milburn, was driving the NHS into a crisis by the hour. Who knows? The Prime Minister promised that 90% of petrol stations are closed. A short while ago, William Hague has very slowly demanded the recall of Parliament to debate the Olympic Games in Sydney.
I believe that as a government, policy should be dictated by illegal blockades, pickets, direct action.
And Sweet Love on 100.7 Heart FM. Do you know, middle of the week, and the petrol crisis was what it seemed at its worst, and there must have only been three people in the whole of the country who really didn't have any idea what was going on. Three people amid the deepening crisis who were surrounded by security in a purpose-built building in London with the nation watching their every move. And there were, of course, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown and John Prescott.
Na, 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 na.
Good afternoon, it's Daryl Denham here on 100.7 Hot FM with my meat and two veg. That's Heather Small and holding on. Now, amid the petrol crisis that was deepening throughout the week, I rather foolishly decided to go up to Manchester to visit some friends. And I was coming back down to meet up with the producer of The Breakfast Show, Trevor Jordan. But, ironically, I ran out of fuel. So I thought the best thing to do is perhaps give Trevor a quick call. But this is what happened on the phone.
Hello?
Trevor, it's Daryl.
Hello?
Look, I can't talk for too long. I'm in a phone box. I've basically run out of petrol. I'm going to be about half an hour late.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Is that okay? I'm sorry, mate, to mess you around, but I shouldn't be too much longer.
Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm on the... Oh. Oh, there go the pips. I'm on the A57. I shouldn't be too much longer, Trevor. I'll get to you as soon as I can.
Hey, no problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Simply Red and For Your Babies on 100.7 Heart FM. In the news this week, supermarkets revealed that they're experimenting with what's called umbrella mood music to apparently entice shoppers to buy products such as accordion music next to French food and umpah sounds by the German sausages. And, of course, if they want to shift some old trout that's past its sell-by date, they could play anything by Jerry Halliwell.
100.7 Heart FM is bringing the National Wedding Show to the NEC.
BT Cellnet, talk more for less.
100.7 Heart FM.
AircheckDownloads.com.